Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Finding safe passage during war is only the first hurdle families from Gaza face in rebuilding their lives. Muna Hatibeh Tamimi knows this all too well. She, her two daughters, and husband were relieved to leave Gaza for Egypt in November with the help of the U.S. State Department and the U.S. Embassy in Cairo. Muna's youngest daughter, Salwa, is an American citizen born in Virginia. With visas in hand for the rest of the family, they flew to Dallas, Texas, to visit Muna's brother-in-law for a month. But airport officials suspected the family intended to stay longer. As a result, the family was detained and their visas were cancelled. Now, months later, stranded in Egypt, Muna worries about her daughter's future with no access to education or medical care. Here and Now's Middle East editor, Ahmed Daman, spoke with Muna about her family's struggle to find sanctuary and stability. We're going to hear a translated version of their conversation in Arabic.
Let's kick things off by talking about the moment you first realized that this war in Gaza was different than any of the previous ones and that you had to leave urgently. That's you, your husband Mu'taz, and your daughters Tala, 12 years old, and Salwa, 9 years old.
We realized it immediately, receiving SMS messages telling us to evacuate. 2 days later, the shelling by Israelis started. It was dire. We had to write our daughters' names on their hands for worst-case scenarios. We contacted the State Department and the American Embassy in Cairo, and they were really helpful. We already had valid visas for the U.S. We booked the tickets and planned to come to the States for a month until the war ended and life returned back to normal.
Okay, so you arrived in Texas with your American daughter.
Yes, we arrived and the nightmare started. The officer separated us from my husband. We were apart for a long time until they finally informed me that my husband's visa was canceled, and as a result, our visas were canceled too.
What did the officer say was the reason?
First, he told me that my husband had the intention to stay and had quit his job. I showed him messages from his coworkers and current bank statements, which included a pay stub from 2 days prior. The officer ignored all the evidence. I asked about my daughter, who's an American citizen. She has the right to enter and continue her schooling. He said, my daughter could enter alone. I reminded him she's 9 years old. He replied, I don't care. It's not my problem.
Also, after checking your cell phones, the officer claimed that the photos on your husband's phone indicated plans to buy a house in Texas.
Yes, he cited this as another reason. We were in Texas last August visiting my brother-in-law. His wife was pregnant at the time, and my brother-in-law was looking for a bigger house. He wanted to show us a place he liked, and my husband took photos. He said that the photos proved we were planning to buy a house. I happened to have photos from an earlier trip in August to Spain and France. The officer confirmed that he saw those photos from Europe too, on my Snapchat. Does that mean that I was planning to buy all these houses? All his claims were false.
It took almost 24 hours to reunite with your husband?
The next morning, the officer told me that we were denied entry. I cried, feeling trapped. There was nowhere to go. Places like Egypt and Jordan are closed to us. So I insisted on seeing my husband briefly to discuss options. The officer allowed me to see him for only 1 minute.
The original plan was to stay in the U.S. for a month until the war ended. It has been 6 months and counting, with no end in sight. Palestinians from Gaza aren't allowed to stay in surrounding countries like Egypt or Jordan. So what's your plan now?
Our priority is ensuring our daughter's safety and education. We didn't anticipate the war lasting this long. Currently, we're in a difficult situation, staying illegally in an Arab country. Enrolling our daughters in school without residency is impossible. This also applies to my American daughter. It's astonishing that even a citizen of a powerful country like America isn't allowed her basic rights. With the Israeli army still in Gaza and no contacts to check on our home, we can't return until the war ends.
We reached out to the State Department and Homeland Security regarding your case. They said that when visas are cancelled, it's final. The decision to deny entry was made by an officer on the spot. Have any American agencies reached out to you or offered assistance in obtaining new visas?
No one reached out. We hired a lawyer to handle our case. When we were at the Dallas airport, they gave us my statement, but refused to give us my husband's statement. They also didn't respond to our lawyer's request to provide us with my husband's statement. And the embassy in Cairo told us they sympathize with our situation, and we wish they could help, but they can't give us a visa due to the risk of denial upon re-entry to the U.S.
Thank you for talking to us, Muna.
شكراً كتير. شكراً.
That was Muna Hatibet Tamimi speaking with Here and Now's Ahmed Daman about the instability of their lives after leaving Gaza. A spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State says since October 7, they've helped more than 1,700 people escape Gaza and enter Egypt at the Rafah border crossing. But they added that possessing a valid visa does not guarantee entry to the U.S. Unlike refugees from Ukraine fleeing that war, there is no program that helps unite people in Gaza with their families in the U.S.